Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. And he who provides seed to the sower and bread for food will provide and multiply your seed for sowing, and will increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way, so that you may be generous in every way, which produces thanksgiving to God through us. A harvest, but not food? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Quick question. What's one food you ate today? Maybe it was pancakes, pizza, or goldfish crackers. Maybe it came from the grocery store, your lunchbox, or even a drive-thru. No matter where you got it, food doesn't actually come from a box or bag. We know lettuce doesn't grow in plastic wrap, burgers don't pop out of cardboard boxes, and bread doesn't grow on trees. Lettuce grows in a field, wheat grows and gets baked into bread, and cows eat grass until they're old enough to become burgers. That's called a harvest. That's the idea Paul is talking about in God's Word today, a harvest. But instead of a harvest of food, God is talking about a harvest of good works. It works the same way. In a food harvest, God gives seeds, rain, and sun so plants grow. In a good works harvest, God gives you faith through His Word, and the Holy Spirit helps you grow as a Christian. Listen to the way Paul describes it. God is able to make all grace overflow to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will overflow in every good work. Think of it like this. God wants to feed your faith, water your heart, and grow you into someone who produces a good harvest for others. What does that harvest look like? It might be kindness to your brothers or sisters, even when they annoy you. It might be helping with chores, even before a parent asks. It might be doing your best in school, even when no one notices. It might be encouraging a friend who's having a rough day. That's God's harvest in your life. We pray. Lord Jesus, water my faith so that I may produce a harvest that brings honor to your name. Help me to serve you with joy so that this harvest may be seen in the way I interact with friends and family. In your name, amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.